They've been putting prices up by more than their costs have been rising by. There's to be a further investigation into baby formula. There are concerns GP appointments over the phone can put patients at more risk compared to ones in person. But a new study also makes clear that mistakes are rare, as Barry Weir reports.
Around a quarter of consultations are down the line these days, so this report, published in the British Medical Journal, looked at times they'd gone wrong. Some errors were about serious conditions, including heart disease and cancer, that would have been picked up in person. Surgeries being short-staffed was another issue. One breathless caller to a GP was told she'd be called back before she deteriorated and died before then. And another doctor wasn't worried about one child during a conversation with a parent, but that immediately changed when they went on a video call.
An Amber Alert has been issued for cold weather in the northeast and northwest of England, as well as Yorkshire and the Humber, until Tuesday. It means there could be health problems for the over 65s. People in London will be able to order black cabs through Uber from early next year. The association representing taxi drivers says it's a ploy to reinvigorate the app's ailing business model. To football, and Manchester City's boss had mixed emotions after last night's 3-2 win over RB Leipzig in the Champions League.
If we talk about the qualification, is a great night. So 15-15, yeah, if you talk about the game, so we could do better.
The holders had to fight from 2-0 down. Newcastle were denied a big win against PSG after conceding a controversial late penalty. Celtic went down 2-0 at Lazio. And Girls Aloud fans are fighting to get their hands on the first tickets for their reunion tour. It will be the first performances since Sarah Harding died from cancer. That's the latest. I'm Nick Horatio.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much to Nick.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at that weather for today. Top temperature is going to be 4 degrees. It's feeling pretty cold out there, but it's a lovely day with some bright sunshine, so enjoy that. It should remain dry for most of the day, well, in fact, all of the day, and you'll get bright sunshine up until about 12 o'clock, then it'll start to cloud over ever so slightly. So enjoy this beautiful morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A big thank you to Mikey Poulter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. And you'll hear more hits of the 90s as well. You got me for the next couple of hours. No guest today. It's a guest-free zone. You've got me, the music, and a bit of chat and a look at what's going on in the world, trying to keep things nice and bubbly and happy. Well, this morning, I have to tell you what I did. It makes me laugh to think I actually did this. I got in the car, and the window was a little bit steamed up, so I put the window down and then I reversed off the drive and I was driving along. Thought it was a bit cold, obviously a bit cold today. I'll put the window up, and I put the window up and I suddenly went, oh my God, and I shut my hair in the window. I mean, how can you do... My hair isn't even that long. It was like something... I'm not lying. And basically, I put the window up and I was oh my God, I've trapped the hair in the window. I mean, who does that? Has that ever happened to you? Possibly not Tony Smith. But has it ever happened to you? Oh, I tell you something else I love watching actually on TikTok. And I think it's fantastic for guys and for women as well. Because people can obviously get hair loss. And some men, when they've got hair loss, it's really, really distressing. Especially, you know, at any age. But especially if you start going bald when you're quite young. But some of these hair systems, they don't call them toupees anymore. They're hair systems. You would never know. And I love watching them. And it completely transforms some people. I mean, basically, they shave... If you've got a bald patch on your head or whatever, but they shave the hair around it. And then they put these hair systems on. And they cut them into... So they blend in with the hair that you've actually got. You cannot tell their hair pieces. They are incredible. Also works if people have got alopecia or other things where they're losing their hair, and you can have toppers put on. So they put like a top of hair on on your head and then blend it in with the rest of your hair. It's amazing. But every time I watch these guys who've had this done, the look on their faces when they, because they have normally have make them wear glasses so they can't see, you know, and they take the glasses off and they cry and some of them just look absolutely amazing. It's the confidence, I think, when they go in there and they're, you know, they might be like a 21-year-old that's got male pattern balding. Not much, you can't do anything about that. And then they have these hair pieces on the next minute. They're like, wow. And the thing is with these, you can, I think they last for a couple of months or 6 months or something like that. And you basically just keep having the hair that you had, do have, that grows, you know, blended in. And these things just stay on your head. And look natural. They've got all natural hairlines. It's amazing what's out there. I know I spend too much time on social media when I'm saying that, but it's true. Now I've done. What have I done today? I've got a yogurt in my bag, which is low fat and fat free, in fact, along with a couple of little bits of chocolate, because you know I have to balance it out. I had like a really kind of fat free pizza last night. I don't know what it was. It was like one of those slimming things. I saw it because it was on sale, like, you know, cheap, and I put it in the air fryer. Well, literally, it was in the air fryer for 8 minutes. It came out, it was completely black. Then I put in it, because it is quite a long sort of pizza, and then I put another bit in. That overcooked. I couldn't get it right. It's not good. Anyway, less about me. Should we play some music? I think we should. I started off Monday's show with this track. It is on the A-list. I think it's brilliant. He's going to be my guest next Wednesday, live in the studio. It is George Bone. Here he is with Valencia.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, cause I got a plane ticket just for you. I tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go, if you'd be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into a corner from my blue.
with your own kind. Some for the strangers. You've never asked to show, and you've never told anyone. What you don't know is he's seen it all a thousand times. He's so close but so far, familiar but bizarre. Oh, so many times, done all what you thought.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
Yep, just tucking into the yogurt, and today's yogurt is rhubarb. It apparently is a live yogurt, not it's alive. Go on, say something. Hello, I'm a yogurt. I don't know what's going on there. Very tasty it is too. And then, as I said, I'm going to follow it up with some large chunks of chocolate, which will make the day seem a lot better. It's what day are we today? Wednesday. Yeah, I've got a short week. Keith is going to be covering my show on Friday. Thank you very much to Keith for covering the show again. And that's what we get. What's that? Oh, I've had a few people like that post. Oh, thank you very much. If you want to get in contact with the show, it's easy. You can find me on Eat My Brunch. I am everywhere across TikTok, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Here's Lenny Kravitz. quite a great tune. That is Kings of Leon with Use a Somebody. Did you know today is Dutch Pancake Day? Did you know that? Why would you? I don't know. I'm asking my Dutch friend. She's not come back to me yet. I just said Happy Dutch Pancake Day, and I'm waiting to see if she knows what it is. Apparently, the quirky made-up tradition has been gaining traction in the Netherlands. A legend of monks with cold heads, an angel holding a golden frying pan, and a fictional Saint Panic. I think it's panic. I think they say that. Yesterday is Dutch Pancake Day. Every year on the 29th of November, a number of Netherlands residents put pancakes on their head in a quirky celebration that has gained some traction. Once the edible hat is in place, followers of the tradition say, "We wish you a happy and blessed Saint Pancake." The celebration was invented in 1986 in a cartoon by Dutch cartoonist Jan Kraus, I think that's how you say his name, in which a father comes home, to an evening to find his family wearing pancakes on their heads. 3 decades later, and the idea expands with the Gospel of Saint Panoc. In this piece, he tells the tale of a 12th century monk in a monastery celebrating a young monk's birthday and eating pancakes. But there's only enough for one each. When the old abbot becomes cold, the young monk places his pancake upon the elder's head. There we go. So let's see. Yeah, there's loads of pictures on social media of people wearing pancakes on their head. I think it's brilliant. We need to get some more traditions. We've got quite a lot over in the UK. Maybe we should be making one up. I don't know. There's always days. I mean, if you look and you see, you look sort of worldwide, there's always this day is a something day, isn't it? Somewhere in the world. And on most days, there's loads of different ones as well. So I don't know. What day would you have? I don't know. Ooh, what's this? Oh, no. No, we'd better play some new music, actually. I've digressed again. It's 10:30. I've not even put a new tune on yet. So here we go. Let's have a little bit of... Oh, I think I'll go and play Skyuka. She's all the way over in Australia, and this song is called Birthday Song. Skyuka, Skyuka, and you'll find her across social media. Get my words out.
To take heat, but it's too late, the damage is done, and I need a release. Intoxication knocks the walls, it takes so long to build. Just letting the night unfold, just helping a friend grow old. You could have kept me in the dark, you should have left me in the dark. But you left me in the glare of the love, the loss, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. 10 o'clock, the warning signs are slowly creeping in. Slowly they infect the night, this full moon night. It's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line. And I know I've only got myself to blame.
And I know I played a part in this game.
Looking back, I wish I said a million different things. You put me on the spot, I can never second guess you. me in the dark, but you left me in the glare of the love, the lust, the lies. Next time it's your birthday, I'll remember to get in line.
Favorites, I love that Michael McDonald. What a voice! You feel the magic. I've seen him live actually a very long time ago. He was excellent live. Coming up next is Texas with Getaway.
Just up in Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the travel news for you. Right, first off, let's have a look at the Brook Street roundabout. That's looking not too bad. What's going on here? It's got today is about 5 minutes, actually. Junction 29, A127 South at Arturo Road, Romford, Basildon. Average speed is about 20 mile an hour. Still doesn't look too bad at the moment. Heading down from the Brook Street roundabout down towards Lakeside. One lane closed due to construction on the A127 South and Arturo Road, eastbound at the M25 Junction 29, just to be aware. Heading up the A12 towards Chelmsford, you've got speed restrictions of 40 mile an hour between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions. That's due to the road resurfacing work. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment. All looking pretty clear. You'll get more traffic and travel in the next hour. Now, there's lots of events taking place over the next couple of weeks as we move into Christmas mode. Are we allowed to say that? What's the date? 29th? Yep, it'll be the 1st December on Friday. So, on Saturday the 2nd of December, an evening of Christmas music and carols, Hutton and Shenfield Union Church, Roundwood Avenue in Shenfield. Bremble Choral Society present their annual Christmas event and will be joined by the Bluebird Children's Choir and the BCS Ensemble. The conductor is Art Wang Charansab. And the accompanist is Dominic Bethan. The event starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are £12, under 12, £6. Includes refreshments and a programme. Actually, if you want to go and find out more, all the W's Brentwood Choral Society. .org.uk and you'll find all the details on our events guide, all the W's phoenixfm.com. So if you fancy going and listening to some beautiful music, you can do that. Here's Royal Blood. This is called Oblivion.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM. Now I'm going to play Alison's favourite track. Here is Biba Doobie and Lafree with A Night to Remember.
is so classy. Love it. Beba Doobie, A Night to Remember. Alison's personal favourite. She might be warming up or warming down to that. Who knows? Well, Alison, let's give you a little haunt back to the 80s. This is for you. This is Mel and Kim.
Chop, 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 chop,
Just one more time. close your eyes, you'll set the scene. 'Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry. Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to roam and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. Can you show me the way? We can say
is George Bone and Beat Bakery. George is going to be my guest next Wednesday, the 6th of December, 11:30. Can't wait to hear him play live in the studio. Coming up next is some Dua Lipa. This is Dance the Night, taking us up to the news. I'll be back with more after this.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.